Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Get ready for first-class luxury paired with world-class drama when Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show featuring the one and only Lisa Vanderpump, premieres on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the breathtaking French countryside. Immerse yourself in the electrifying lives of the elite staff as they seamlessly blend work, life, and play together 24/7. Witness the excitement unfold as they navigate through intense rivalries, romances, and misadventures. In their quest to deliver unforgettable experiences for their guests, the staff must rise to the challenge of meeting Lisa's high standards, and not everyone has what it takes to shine. Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
And number five, fucking just love yourself.
And then yell it out loud.
And then
really
like,
loud.
I am good enough. I love myself.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Hi, friends. Coming live from a professional studio. Yeah. Studio 1B.
Let's just turn up the alto a little bit down the soprano. Okay, can anybody... Hey, guys.
Headphones, check,
hey,
check.
Guys in the sound check room.
Is I there shouldn't any, do my coat.
Is there any all right. Is there hey, any static?
Producer,
are we clear?
Gianni. Gianni's got his shirt off. And
Gianni, could you just do a quick favor? Could you please flex the left nipple?
He also eats biscotti, like, but sexy.
He's like real Italian.
He's real, yeah, yes.
Is he picking his espresso?
Yeah, he does. But he's kind of like,
yeah.
Like, yo, Gianni.
Yeah.
And he's like, yes, girls. Like,
yeah, girls. And it's not Gianni, it's Gianni.
Totally. Gianni. And his jeans are tight.
Oh.
He's not the big muscly type, but he's hot AF.
Oh, wait. He's
muscly.
Oh.
But he's like...
Not bulky.
Tall.
Lean.
Not bulky.
And with those tight
Sorry,
pants.
That Gianni, calm down the roar of your engine.
Can I just ask just for visuals?
Yes.
In his jeans, which are tight, what can you see?
Oh, my God. He's got... But it's not an offensive package.
It's a nice package.
Yeah, you're not like, oh, my God, yeah. I'm afraid of that.
Yeah, you're you're like, oh, it's not an anaconda. It's
yes.
Just, he's well hung. Good jeans.
Wow. We really started this one off with a bang. And he doesn't drive a Maserati. He drives a Tesla.
Those
are the cool cars right now.
You know what? I was picturing him topless with a Jeep. A little bit rough.
Way better.
Okay.
I love it.
Kay.
And he wears a baseball hat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know who he is. He's that guy.
Which one?
The one. The hot guy on Instagram with the baseball cap. And then we connected.
And he's a bit too big. He's a little bit, like, leaner and a little bit more, like...
White t-shirt?
Yeah. Yeah. No chains.
No!
Just...
And no beard or facial hair.
No.
Smooth, beautiful skin.
Yeah, and not a hair on his body.
No, not a hair.
Except he's masculine, so
yeah.
he might have lean, bald
he's
hair.
He's like Northern Italian. You know, ball hair.
Like, if they're totally...
A little bit of pubes, but not ball hair.
Yeah.
God.
You just don't. If he's slick, you're worried, yeah, has he hit puberty?
Right.
So you need, yes, some masculine.
A little bit of pubes. Maybe some leg hair, thigh hair?
Yes. Masculine, yeah, growth.
Okay.
Masculine,
okay,
growth,
okay,
it's called.
What's on his feet?
Beautiful.
Oh.
Bit nail beds.
Wait, what?
What?
No, I mean, he's barefoot.
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Jeans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of hot man shoes. Like,
no,
when you put your men, you're not like, ooh,
yeah,
I'd love to see them
in a pair of flip-flops,
like,
or slides.
A pair of, like, Tevas. That's actually a deal breaker.
Oh,
loafer and Teva, you're
anybody
fucking out.
Does even know what a Teva is?
I know, it's a sandal that has Velcro. If you are a grown man with Velcro, I'm really sorry.
You're so right.
I am not having
if
sex with you.
If you are a grown man with
Velcro shoes,
I'm concerned.
I'm concerned. Yeah.
About your hand-eye coordination.
Right. I guess there's some cool Velcro, but
well,
no.
I don't remember.
I mean,
that.
Preschoolers wear it.
Yeah.
Why is a grown man wearing,
that's,
Velcro?
Right. That's right. You never learned to tie a lace. I'm curious where you come from.
Welcome to the Catnap podcast that is, okay, all about business and motherhood,
yes,
and,
sir,
apparently man growth and men.
I would argue our ability to visualize things that aren't real, a la Gianni, is one,
no,
of the
Gianni.
Sorry.
Not Gianni. Gianni. That was...
Sorry, let me try that again.
Gianni.
Visualize things like Gianni.
Gianni, yes.
That is the same...
Not Yanni.
No.
Gianni.
No, he's not Yanni.
No.
Yanni.
And he's not Gianni.
Okay. Gianni.
You better.
Okay.
No, Gianni.
Oh, Gianni. Now he sounds like a girl.
No. No, it's not. He's so hot.
Gianni. So our ability to visualize people like Gianni...
Thank you.
Okay, is the same ability we have to dream things that don't exist now, but we make happen.
Thank you, Brian. I'm glad you brought that full circle. That is what we call in the PR world, like circling back and integrating in things.
Yeah.
A segue. Call it a segue.
Yeah.
Are you good at segues? I would,
yeah,
argue we're great at segues.
Segues, yeah. And you know what? I would not be surprised if one day down the road, you and I roll into a, you know, maybe at the moment we're doing a voiceover for a cartoon, like a Nemo or something like that, because our voices, okay?
Nemo.
We walk into the studio and behind the glass, we both look at each other. There's Gianni.
Gianni. I can't wait to meet Gianni. I will meet Gianni.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
And the two of us will look at each other and we will just both know there he is.
And then we'll Instagram story him,
mm-hmm,
so all of you can see, mm-hmm, Gianni.
Yeah. And by the way, is,
oh my,
this...
God, imagine one of our girls or boys, listen, we're open-minded, brought home Gianni. I'm like, holy fuck, they're dating my dog. Gianni. Because we're going to get older.
Oh, yeah.
And our girls are
going to
get older.
Oh.
And then we're going to be dirty pervs when our daughters bring home grown men.
Taylor brings home Gianni, you'll be the first call I make. And you'll be coming over for martinis. And Gianni will shake them for us.
Gianni. But the Taylor will be like, Mom, this is my date.
You know, I'm like, Taylor, I made you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Give them to me.
Give them to me. It's the least you could give me for the life that I've given you.
Let's do it. Then we'll be like, we need a picture for our friends. Who are your friends? Don't worry about it. You know, because we'll be like the dirty Instagram account for grandmas. We'll start perving all of our daughters and sons, grown men, boyfriends.
I mean, it's only getting worse. Like, I mean,
every
naughtier
day. Every day. I mean, give us 15 years and watch the fuck. 15 years, Taylor will be 26.
Perfect. I'd love a 26-year-old Gianni in my Florida home.
Yeah. And you know what? I bet he wouldn't be too young for you.
And you know what? My pool's dirty. Clean it, Gianni. Kat, let's light up a cigarette and watch.
Hey, honey. You know what you're going to do?
Yeah.
You're
going
to throw, like, pepperoni in the pool. I'm like, Gianni.
Pepperoni.
And a cigarette.
Why pepperoni? Because he's Italian?
Salami. You
salami.
Love salami.
I love salami.
The salami and cigarettes. Gianni, my pool's dirty.
Yeah.
She's like, Miss Telfer, you threw it in there. I watched you. And you're like, I don't care. Clean it up. Take your shirt off.
Listen, it's in the pool. You're going to be swimming in it. Go clean it.
And Taylor will be like, Mom.
She'll be like, Mom, that's inappropriate.
And you'll be like, no, it's not. It's my pool.
Yeah,
take
my
shirt off.
Do you want to go back?
Wow.
Where you come from, or you want to hang out at my Florida home?
I'm really sorry. This really, took a giant.
You know, speaking of salami.
Okay. You know what? Let's go to salami.
No, like, just speaking of salami, I can't, and you know, you referenced it today when you said that you had a cookie, and this cookie made you so happy. How come you can't have
17 cookies? That
17
make me
cookies.
Happy.
So I'm like, do you see that?
What? Now which one?
B. Under rack?
Oh, good.
Oh, because they're inside of there.
Yeah, yeah.
So, sorry, sidetracked. We're squirrels. I feel the same way about salami. Like, you can't get full on salami, so
right.
I can't wait for the day that I'm old enough that it's like, meh, if I get a deadly disease and die, it's, I've been here long enough.
Right, I've done my part in the world.
I will literally eat salami charcuterie boards all day long with no...
With a side of cookie for me.
And a cookie.
Because I'll be with you.
You have cookies, I'll eat salami. Yeah,
salted chocolate chip cookies. Yeah.
And I'll drink in the day till I pass out, wake up, and do it all over again.
I can't wait for these.
And I don't, I'm not going to care, you know, because I'm like, ugh, I'm old. Take me out.
How do you feel about this? This is quite, this is quite the...
The potty.
It's actually very good.
You know, we should definitely call our podcast, you know, we call it a potty. It's number one, it's got potty mouth.
Yeah.
Number two, it's a potty.
That's right.
And it's a podcast. So it's Cat and Nat's Potty.
Potty.
How do you spell
it's a potty?
P-A-R-D-Y. But that's party.
Okay, P-O-D-D-Y.
Better.
Yeah, P-O-D-D-Y.
Yeah,
not P-O-T-T-Y.
Not a potty. Yeah. Cat and Nat's
potty. What is that? Just come on over to the potty.
It's lots of things.
Wow. So we are...
Oh, when you read this, when you listen to this, this is going to be the day that we embark on our first international tour.
We leave at nighttime. I don't know what that means, because we leave at nighttime. You know, I have a few anxieties about this. Are you ready
so
for it?
So we're going to London and Manchester. That's where we're going to be when you're hearing this, or we'll be en route. Actually, we're doing some really great video YouTube podcasts that day with some of everyone's favorites, too.
So we are, we get on it, so we work all day. I don't, like, I feel like I should just pack this weekend so it's not looming in my brain.
I agree. And you know, we got clothes.
Yeah, we got clothes. I have nothing for the stage. You do, I don't.
Oh, I was looking and my bush needs to be whacked.
Your vag?
Yeah.
You're going to go do that for professionals?
No.
Okay, I was like, is this a vag show? I don't know.
No, but I was thinking, you know, that front part, I was looking at myself. I really do have a chubby vagina these days. It is so different than it used to be.
Chubby veg.
Like, I can see it from the side.
Chubby bunny. Could be sexy for some.
I mean, I don't think it's, like, gross.
Okay, good.
But it's definitely different.
Well, difference in. You know what?
And then a bush on top. So basically, I lead 2 feet in front of me before I even get there with my poofy vagina,
you know,
and bush.
If men can do with their penises, you go ahead with your bad self with your badge. You know what?
I'm going to lead with my chubby veg. My chubby hairy veg. Anyways, we got to shave before
I'm not shaving you and I'm not shaving.
You're not shaving me.
What am I going to shave?
Just your legs.
Okay. I have to get a... Man, I have so much to do. Anyways, we get on this plane and we fly all night. We land in the day. Now, everyone has advice about traveling when you're going international. They're like, don't sleep. Or some people like pass out and wake up. And then other people are like, don't sleep all day and then go to bed at nighttime like normal.
I have my own advice of what I want to do.
What is it?
I'm going to go all day to get to the airport. Then I'm going to have a little cocktail.
Okay, got it.
I would like drugs. I feel like everybody can get drugs. Could I get drugs?
Oh, yeah, we could for sure.
But then I have to pretend I have anxiety.
Right.
About flying.
I mean, you do.
Okay, perfect.
You have anxiety. Just up your dose, no?
No. I want that one that kicks you out.
Want to go to sleep, so I'm going to sit by myself on the plane.
Well, why can't you sleep?
I'm not.
You are staying awake all night long.
So basically, we fly out at 6:30 and we land at 12:30. That's not all night long.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's a 6-hour flight. We like leave at 6. Our flight takes off at 6:30.
Oh, we only get there at 12:30 at night?
Yeah.
Oh, we're partying then.
Yeah.
We're watching movies
so
and having drinks. You want to party?
Yeah.
You want to go on Tuesday night with me on the plane?
Okay. Let's get the whole plane going.
It'll be funny if you got drunk on the plane.
And we have Alexis and Hassan there with us.
On our plane?
Yes.
They're in the back, right?
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to roll with it. We've done a few all-nighters recently because of work. That's the only downfall to international travel is that it's like your whole schedule gets messed up. But I'm super excited to go and like, it's like... My kid's like, you won't even be able to talk to me because it's such a big time change. We will be absent from everything, which might be lovely.
Are you kidding? When we wake up, they're at school. When they come home, we're asleep. Oh, well.
It's really crazy. And you're going for a week. Nat's going to the Love Shack for a week.
Love Shack, baby.
Your badge is going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You are going to have to make love every day.
Well, it's a nice hotel, so maybe, you know.
You'll be inspired.
You know the problem?
Go ahead.
With what we say is, take me away and then I'll want to do it. Then you go away.
And you're tired.
You do all these exciting things all day. You come back to that cozy bed and you're like, I want to go to sleep.
I know. I get it, you know? Maybe you need to role play and pretend you're going to a bar and met a stranger, and then he walks in and you're like, hey, big boy. People do that. I don't know how they do it.
I know they do it, but if I were to be hooking up with a stranger...
It would be a real stranger.
I wouldn't want it to look exactly like my husband.
I know,
exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally. Listen, like, I can't pretend you're a stranger. I know...
I know you.
You took a dump this morning, yeah. And I saw you and heard you, yeah. So...
And I know what you look like. I'm not dumb.
Right, I'm not dumb. Yeah, put him... Maybe... Not sure.
Maybe cover your face. With a mask.
That's sexy.
He'll get arrested at the bar.
There, probably. In terms of business...
But then cops will come.
And then they can fuck you.
We got an idea.
We're literally outside my son's tutor.
They can fuck you. Can't wait for those cops to gang fuck me.
What is wrong with us today?
You said it first.
I'm just saying. Let's get back to business. Let's get back to business, shall we? The problem is, I'm not even sure when we last talked to you. I think it was a long time ago because, I mean, we move 100... I'm going to tell you a story. Are you ready for it?
Sure.
This morning...
Are you really going to tell me something I haven't heard?
It happened this morning. This morning,
fair.
My daughter...
It's 2:24. I should know about it, but go ahead.
My daughter woke up. And there was a book beside my husband's bed. And
oh, Kama Sutra!
No. It was how to Think Like a Freak.
Oh. Your husband reads?
He reads all those books. And so then my daughter's like, why would he...
just ask Mom?
Well, she didn't. She's like, I know Daddy doesn't need that book because he is a freak as a joke. And I'm like, well, here's the thing. Daddy's actually not a freak.
Yeah.
Your mummy's a freak.
Yes.
And she goes, what do you mean? And I go, I don't need to read that book because no. That's how I think.
Yeah.
So I need a book of how to think like a normal person, not like a freak.
No, you don't.
And no,
your
I know I'm just...
No, sweet. Your husband needs to be reading a book called How to Tame My Freak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How to Tame My... No, but you don't want to tame me.
No.
So I found it so interesting that was such a, like, I knew right away, I don't need to read that.
No.
Because a freak is someone who thinks so, I should actually read the book and be like, yep.
Should I write this?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Is someone who is so, you know, I think that this whole movement of, like, body confidence and authenticity and how do you get there and knowing who you are is people who think so laterally or like the one way they're on a train.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to even go off a little bit,
mm-hmm,
is a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Where people who are off the rails,
mm-hmm,
hence you and me and like,
mm,
our new show,
mm,
we don't even stop to think about ourselves. We have no moment to self-involve ourselves because we're moving so fast,
yeah,
that we're not like, how can we do things differently? We're just doing things every single day, how we feel we should do them without thinking about what we should be doing.
I know.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And, you know, people get really caught up in their thoughts. And we've been speaking to a lot of, in our teen and tween group, we've actually been,
yeah,
talking to a lot of therapists. And, you know, at the end of the day, one thing that I feel comes through consistently is they'll refer to teens and tweens, but they'll always, like, try to remind, we're all just people.
Yeah.
And, unfortunately, people
overcomplicate things. It's really, they make it way more complicated than it actually is. And what we are really good at is not making life too complicated and just going with it. But it's very hard for people to get out of the complicated, like, roundabout thinking instead of just going with it.
And if you guys are wondering what the Teen and Tween group, it's a private subscription-based group that we have created for moms who can be anonymous and talk about their kids without their kids finding out, and they can get help. And it's not a place to bash your kids. It's a place to help with your struggles with your kids. And we had to do it anonymously and have a paid subscription because we keep people out of there who are just there to cause trouble. And also we bring in experts, like weekly it feels like right now, and therapists, and to help with problems.
And they honestly, they give you a different perspective, and they give you tips that you can
hard
use
tips
immediately. But another thing is, I know that, Mom, the other thing is that it also, all of this stuff, it's crazy. It all refers just back to being human. We're all just little humans.
Yeah.
So some of the tips are actually really convenient for, like, really relevant to you, yourself.
I hope that if my kids could take something,
my ass is on fire,
it would be like, you know, overthinking and being so self-reflective is quite privileged, because most people don't have that option to self-reflect and to self-actualize, and, you know, to, like, they're busting ass every day just to make ends meet and to sit there and be like, oh, I could be this, I should be this.
What's
like
ends meet, by the way?
Like
the ends that no one wants?
No, like, you can't make the meat. It's like a, it's like trying to do a wrap a present, and the you ends cut too meet. Short, so the ends don't meet.
Ends meet. They're trying to make ends meet. Oh
yeah.
My God!
Yeah.
This whole time.
Yeah.
Oh my God! I thought it was like the bad parts of a cow, like the ends people don't want.
No.
Like they're working so hard just to make the shitty part of the cow.
No. Nope.
How do you know for sure? To
I
make
don't.
Ends
I just meet? I just know that.
Do
like,
you see how you see M E E T and
yeah,
I say
yeah.
M E A T?
Yeah.
My whole life.
No, I just taught you something. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're right. But I think I'm more right.
Yours, I've never even heard about it the way you said it. But that
they're just
makes,
trying to make ends
just
meet.
To make ends
I,
meet.
I could be. Anyways, I even said in a podcast that we recently did, like, even mom guilt is somewhat privileged. Like, the fact that you can feel, you have time to feel badly about what you haven't given your children is, like, pretty privileged. Because some people don't even, you know, I take this back to when I lived in Africa. I have to tell you, the mom guilt was
ends meet or ends meet. Which one is it? Ends meet and make both ends meet are phrases that mean to acquire the minimum amount of money necessary to live. Unrelated phrase, ends meet or make both ends meet, make ends meet or make.
That's just same, same.
Just keep saying the same thing over and over.
Yeah, they're fucking with you.
What the fuck?
So, yes, I was right.
Yeah, definitely more M-E-E-T.
So when I lived there, that's okay. So when I lived there, there was never a conversation of mom guilt. It was survival. It was like literal survival. Like, I've got to feed my kids so that people can live. I've got to, like, get up and work. You 4-year-old have to take care of the baby because that's how this world works. Mm-hmm. Like,
I know. Right?
You don't have shoes. Tough life. Get out. Go walk to school. 5 miles. There's no privilege of,
you know,
feeling bad.
I kind of feel like, and maybe this, maybe we can have this perspective because of the way that we grew up. But like, our moms loved us and were there for us, but they had a shit ton going on. And I don't remember being able to sit down and like really tear apart my feelings.
Oh my God,
and how
never.
I'm thinking. It would be like, let's go. I gotta go to work. We have 3 kids here. Pick up your brother. Come home.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there was no time for all of that.
No.
And then it could be the reason now it's hard to like, you know, when somebody feels like they're talking about themselves a lot, I'm like, get over your fucking self and move on.
I really struggle with acknowledging and validating, which is so much what the therapists say.
I know.
And being like, get the fuck over yourself and move on. Like, really, I look at them, I'm like, are you, like, because sometimes I think that they need, like, are you fucking kidding me? Move on.
Mm-hmm.
And other times I think they need to be heard and validated. So, like,
yeah.
I really struggle with where that line is. And but I do know that as a woman who,
are you a woman?
No, like as women,
okay.
Collectively,
yes.
we definitely like to think of ourselves as self-important, and that we are, you know, so we're we're like so in our heads. We're so like.
And I feel like so in our heads more than ever.
Not us, but as people.
Women. Yes.
And society.
Yeah.
Of like self-reflect
which for some people is really great. Like the leaders who feel comfortable in their space. But for everyone else, it's like, fucking thing I have to do here. Like I'm just trying to like get my paycheck and take care of my kid. Anyways, it's complicated, but.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's, you know, it is part of...
I'm having
indigestion?
Like, it's like acidy in my throat.
I have nothing to give you.
It's from that lemon dressing.
Mm.
Anywho.
Guys. What?
One other thing is, a huge thing in our business right now is, as you've heard about this right now, we have released the new dates for Off the Rails Tour.
We sure have.
Which we've been talking a lot about this podcast, how we've changed bag of chips and a pop out of
You are like a fucking... every time you start a sentence, I'm having this. There's that. I know that, Mom.
But there's like... we said that we wanted to change it, that we didn't want to go on tour bus. We didn't do week-long things. And like we always say, we'll never say never. You can change your mind tomorrow. But we wanted to try something new. So this Off the Rail Tour, the tickets are actually available now. Once a month, we're going to be going to different cities and doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights.
Deep breath.
And these are going to be really fun, very different. By the way, we have to figure out what we're going to wear, what our set is going to look like. Oh, gosh. So, anyways, tickets are on sale. Make sure you get them. This is a business podcast.
Yes.
And we're talking about what we're doing new in our world.
No, I'm laughing at your... Oh my gosh. Bags of...
This is huge. This is the new thing.
And what's that?
Our new tour.
Oh, right. Our new tour.
And that's what our tickets are on sale for right now.
I wish there was a banner. Like, swipe up for this. You know what else I wanted to do is start putting reviews of our podcast in our newsletter?
Yeah. Only like, the good ones. Only good ones.
I'm deleting the bad ones.
Again, if you'd like to rate this podcast, give us a 10 out of 10 or 5 out of 5.
You will be exiled from... I mean, people are allowed to have their opinions. Just don't listen to it if you don't like it.
Yeah.
If I could give you guys like a hard tip for this gong show of a podcast today, I would say that if you're sitting there overthinking... yourself, if you're sitting there in the narrative in your head is I'm not enough, I need to do more, I need to do this with my kids, I need to, maybe that is taking up so much space in your brain that you can't even make space for being something different because you're so worried about what you're not being and what you're not doing. So why don't you try to stop that narrative and turn it and just focus on like one positive thing that you actually feel happy in, and then just focus on that. So if it's like I get to work and I reorganize my desk and I feel really good about reorganizing my desk, not that you didn't reorganize the pantry, the basement, the thing, focus on what you did do and stop focusing on what you haven't done and what you don't do.
Last night I was looking around at my house and there's just so many corners of shit, right? overall, if you look at the house, it looks pretty sparse. You know, a table, a chair. But if you look into the corners, since the holidays, it's been growing. So Taylor and I decided to take the top of one table.
Right.
We went through everything. We cleared that one table off. And I was like, Taylor, the next project will be under that table. And then we'll move over here.
Totally.
But I was just thinking to myself, are these police?
No, they're firefighters. Focus.
Are those firefighters?
Yes.
No chance.
You were just thinking to yourself.
I was thinking to myself how you were just saying that, like, so many, we're saying that there's so many things for women to think about right now, like questioning themselves, trying to be better, being so self, like, I have to be mindful, I have to be okay with my body, I have to work out, but then I don't want to work out too much because I want to be comfortable with all of this. And this is the time when motivational speakers have never been so big. And there's this culture of everyone listening to motivational speakers in a way that they never have before.
No, it was just the T-Rob, so, and that's it. T-Rob was killing
T-Rob
it.
T-Rob and The Secret. It was like, that's all there was. But now there's such a big, and the reason is because people have never been so lost. Because there's just so much information out there. And so these people have created, which is great.
Therapy's next. We should totally become therapy.
Like, these people created, because look, I was thinking about the group of them and why motivational speaking is like so on the rise and why it's such a big thing.
And why people spend $800 a weekend. I don't mean to minimize it, but I could sum it up in a weekend. I will...
And you know what? But a lot of people need it because there's just so much.
I'll sum up their $800 right now. Is that rude?
Can people send us the $800 they were going
to spend? I will sum it up for you. Number one, listen to yourself. Stop listening to everybody else. Number two, think about you being good enough. Stop thinking about how you're not good. Just change the narrative. Be like, yes, wake up 5 times. I am an amazing person. I love myself. You go, girl. Number three, be great. This is rude. Number three, be grateful. Like, they're going to tell you to be grateful. So start being grateful because that will shift the way you feel. And if you have anxiety, gratefulness is something you can root yourself in and it will change your anxiety. Number four, just like celebrate other people. It will help you celebrate yourself. So you let people know that they're great and that then you become great. And number five, fucking just love yourself. Just be like, fucking love myself, like,
and then yell it out loud,
and then
really,
like,
loud.
I am good enough. I love myself, literally, and then dance a little, put the music on, and dance around because no one can tell you you're good enough but you. So stop paying money for it and start just, you know what? Every morning, I fucking love me. I love me. I love me. I love me. I love me.
I'm alive.
I'm alive. I love me.
Be thankful that you're alive.
Yeah. You know what? You want it? Get it.
Yeah. You breathing? Listen to your breath.
You want it? Get it.
You got it.
That's it.
Okay. Please send your payment to P.O. Box 6969.
And I think that they can give you a great sense of community, but I'm telling you,
they only know themselves. They don't know you.
It is self-confidence and self-esteem that is all you need in life. And how you do that is you stop worrying about what everybody else is doing and you start worrying about what you're doing.
Take the $800.
But don't worry too much.
No, God, don't worry too much.
Don't worry too much.
But take that $800 and spend it on yourself. And you know what? If you're so inclined that you think that you know.
Catnat.gmail.com. We take PayPal. We take.
You know you deserve you. You buy a ticket to the Cat and Nat show,
and you
go out for a good time. We're not going to solve your problems. You're going to solve your problems. We're just going to entertain you and have a really fun night.
We sure are. Here's what we're going to do. Can you forward that with like a red alert? Like, hello, they haven't responded.
Oi.
Well, here's what's going to happen. I have to go and be fully transparent. I have to go pick up my son at,
special. Oh, I want to walk in. Oh, I can't walk in with you, right?
Yeah, you can't unless someone can move for a special tutor. We are going to pick up this podcast tomorrow, knowing that we talked about self-care and et cetera. And what I want to tackle.
Self-care and et cetera. I like this.
Well, it's fucking.
Et cetera.
And if you're depressed, don't, like, that's a whole different issue.
No, that's therapy. Just so you know, motivational speakers are not therapists.
And if you are going to go to a therapist, I can sum that one up for you, too. I can. What I can. I will tell you what therapists will. They're very valuable, but they will just listen to you. Mm-hmm. And then, did you see I did it today? What I hear you saying is, all they do is call me. You know what? If you feel like...
No, don't call you.
I'm just saying, I will let you know. What I hear you saying is, in your marriage, you feel like he doesn't see you or appreciate what you do. Every day you're doing this, but no one is letting you know that you're seen.
If only you could take off your clothes and get a blowjob, appreciate.
No, and then he's like, she doesn't know how hard I work. All she sees is me at home on the weekend. That's my downtime. And then the therapist goes, what I hear you saying is, that's true, verbatim. I love therapists, by the way. What I hear, but they're also very expensive. $175 a pop.
Or $250 an hour.
$250. What I hear you saying is, cash. $250 cash.
Not that we know.
What I hear you saying is that you're unhappy with the situation, and maybe steps towards validation and kindness and communicative behavior would help the situation.
I gotta read you something after.
Well, y'all, this has been a fucking slice.
This was a slice. This was what I call fun.
Fun? Oh, I mean, I don't even know if we need to come back tomorrow. It's a 30-minute podcast.
I don't come back. Well, I wasn't coming back.
I was gonna give them a bit more.
Yeah.
Be back in a minute. Guys.
No, not in a minute, like next week.
Go fuck yourselves. Thank you for the podcast. Come join us on Instagram, Facebook.
No, they would say thank you for the podcast. You say thank you for listening.
Thank you for
did not give you a podcast.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. Make sure you leave us 5 stars and a beautiful, kind comment about what you love about our podcast. Leave the critical feedback for other people.
Oh, God damn it.
I think we should do this drunk next week. Bye.